We already went. I said I'm gonna start recording. I straight hit the button. So I mean, everything should be good. If I'm thinking that feedback probably was coming from my phone, which is gonna be an issue because my phone gonna have to be right here. But what I want to say is,
damn. Well, can you hear me? Because I rearranged my shit, thinking it might have been me. Am I good? Am I good?
Yeah, you good. I wish you'd stop touching the mic because every time you touch it, it peep.
Gotcha.
All right. So,
I'm an annoying wife, if y'all didn't know.
Everything is on. We just waiting for him, and once he come in, I can plug him in. Once he call, I can plug him into here, make sure we got his vocals coming in and everything straight, and then we gonna be good. We can start the show, but for right now, we gotta do the intro.
We did. Oh.
That is not it.
Welcome to the call-in segment.
That's not how you did it.
I forgot it. The call-in segment?
No.
That was it.
No, it wasn't.
Who was it?
I forgot.
It was the call-in segment.
Fuck it.
With the ring. That's what it was.
Hello? Hello? Hold on, cuz I can't hear you. I can't hear you, brother.
Yo, I love how my room.
Yo.
Look what my lights. These lights are so fucking. I can't wait to redo my bedroom.
Why the hell this shit ain't working?
This is currently my living room.
Come on, guy.
It's gonna work.
I know it's gonna work, but he don't know he gotta give me a mic check. He expecting this shit to just to come through. Hey, yo, give me a mic check so I can plug you in, bro.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2. See, we test everything out in the group.
If mic check 1 2 1 5.
1 2 1 5, nigga. I hear you. How you feeling?
You already. No.
You already know what it is. And you on, nigga.
What it is, people.
Chilling.
All my
nigga.
Freaks out there.
Ew, crying.
You already know.
Your boy Big Zach live in the fact.
This nigga.
Not live in the fact.
This nigga Wiley. All right, my nigga. How you feeling?
I'm good. Just got off of work for real.
All right, well, the way it's set up right now, because of the input I'm using, Kia can hear you, but you might not be able to hear her. So if she got a question for you, or she want to answer, if she want to answer your question, she just going to answer it because she can hear you.
Okay.
If she want to ask you a question, I'm gonna ask it for her.
Oh, yeah, he can't hear me. I forgot.
Because you're too far away from the phone right now. Yeah. And the drink don't work both ways yet, so. That's how it's working right now. We gonna get it up. But the most important thing is, you know, we can hear you, nigga. What's up?
You already know, man. I'm here for the shit.
ask him if he watched any other podcasts.
Let me get a light, bro. I'm in here with Reese for real. You feel me?
Have you watched any of the podcasts? Well, listen to any of the podcasts. You can't watch them.
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Which one was, come on, chill, Shirley. I know how to interview.
I'm sorry.
All right. What's your favorite episode, my nigga?
The cheating one.
That seems to be a fan favorite.
Yeah, when y'all was talking about, I don't think it was really cheating, but it was more of a dominating, who's more dominant. I think it was the first episode, because that's the one I was really tuned into, because I was all over that one.
You was on, to be honest, I'm confused, because tell him, say, to be honest, he was all over both of them.
Yeah.
That one and the cheating, I think he is talking about.
Yeah, Kia saying you was all over that one and the cheating one, but I'm thinking he's talking about the test run.
I'm talking about the one when you was like, the girl got to initiate The
that was cheating. I believe that was cheating. When I'm saying you gotta be the reason.
What she be?
When he was saying like.
When I was saying she gotta be the reason and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Was that cheating or was that? No, that was cheating. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know. All right, so I mean, what's your questions, my nigga? What you got to say? What you want? What you want to be heard saying?
Okay. What I really want to know is, why do women feel as though they justified just because they told the nigga that they cheated that everything gonna be okay?
Ooh, tell him I don't think that it's justified.
Hold on, I mean, if you're gonna respond to this question, respond like you're talking on the podcast. Because this is going to other people. It's not you and him having a conversation.
Facts, totally forgot. Sorry. Respond. I personally do not think that telling a person, male or female, justifies the cheating, that y'all should just get over it. I think that false statement comes from you admitting what you did, helping, being a part of the healing. So people think that, oh, if I tell them, then everything will be old fucking K. And that's not true. I think that if you do something and you tell the person, it might show more of a, oh, your pride really didn't. It'll get the other person that you probably, you know, probably wanting something. It's probably what you said as far as it not being shit, you know, or being over or whatever, because you really came and told the person. So either you really felt bad. But I don't think that gives you a justification to feel like that person's supposed to just be A-okay with what you did just because you told them.
Right. I'm going to answer his question, though. Why do females feel that way? Because bitches is narcissistic.
People
hurt. They fucking want. Nah, yo. Nah, my nigga. Let's keep it a bean. Let's keep it a bean on here. You feel me? That's some narcissistic ass shit. If you think, like, you can cheat on me and then you can just come and tell me and I'm supposed to be like, okay, cool, whatever. And shit's supposed to go, but like, nah, nigga, like, bitch, you cheated. What the fuck is wrong? Like, I don't know, for some reason, females don't think niggas get hurt the same way they get hurt by a certain shit.
But I think that's a false narrative, though, because I feel like it is very known. I hate the narrative I think that's false. And bitches that say that, or people that say that, whatever, is bullshitting you. We know that men is hurt more by cheating than women. We fucking know that. Everybody knows that. I don't think that's a secret.
Alright. Granted. But it's still the aspect. It's not just being hurt. It's just like, how long can a nigga be mad? It's a limit on that when it comes to females, though. So it's like, yeah, a nigga can be more hurt over something, but he not supposed to stay mad at you.
No, I think that's trash.
I mean, it is trash. Like, you don't have to think that. It's trash as fuck for a female to think that shit. But that's just the way a nigga sing. Like, a nigga just singing is tougher. And so she like, well, yeah, I'm telling you that I cheated on you so we can get better. And then she think better is supposed to be, like, tomorrow or some right. shit.
I've met them bitches. And I think, right. yeah, and I've met them niggas, though. Hold on, let Blue
go real quick. Go ahead, Blue. All
right, so my next question is, with that being said, you feel me? Now, is it a difference from a motherfucker, whether it's a nigga or a female, telling you that they did it or that they didn't do it? Is it a collateral difference, like a collateral consequence behind that? Because you told me, all right, cool, boop, 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 boop. But I didn't tell you, so now it's a problem. But we both did the same thing, though, but I just didn't tell you what I did, though. You feel me?
Well, that's going to be... So, all right, so hold on.
does one got a higher level than the other? Or are they both on the same level still? You feel what I'm saying?
All right, so...
What type of cheating?
This is revenge cheating. So yeah, now, wow. So now, all right,
this boom. Real life shit, though.
So You know, I answered his first part already when I first answered by saying that I don't think that is. I think it's trash to think that just because you did something and you tell someone that that gives you a pass. So I don't think, you know, we already know I don't think that. But as far as you cheating back and not telling the person and all that shit, I think it's viewed as worse because you literally, you did it for revenge and then, you know,
all right,
whatever.
So kids say it's like a revenge thing for real. And
but they both fucking wrong.
She said y'all both fucking wrong, but it's like you cheated and they cheated. What I got from his question was kind of like he's saying like we both, it's not like you cheated on me so I went back and cheated on you. It was like we was both out here cheating. And like, are you saying like because we were both out here cheating and she
this is what I'm saying.
All right, go ahead.
This is what I'm saying. I'm saying is one different from is one a higher level than the other. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, all right, so when
it's like first degree murder and second degree murder.
Nah, get it. I'm trying to figure out. Like,
yeah, I when think you got hold first on, babe, degree.
Hold on,
babe.
when you say is one worse than the other? Are you saying is both of y'all cheating worse than the one of y'all cheating worse than the other one cheating?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's
no.
Still on the same level.
It's
right?
The same level. Cheating is cheating, my nigga. All right.
All right.
I don't think it's worse when the female do it or when the man do it. God damn, babe. I don't think it's worse when the female do it or when the man do it. Like, it's an evil. It's cheating is cheating. It has the same result no matter who's doing it. But like I said, it's skewed in a lot of people's minds because a lot of people think that you, like, men are just supposed to get over shit quicker than females are.
No, but that ain't, it ain't, he ain't even talking about a gender thing right now. He's saying basically, like, is you telling that you cheated supposed to put you on a higher, no matter who you are, if you told that you did it, are you better than the person who cheated? Well, not are you, but you know, is your situation better than the person
because
that cheated and didn't say nothing?
No.
And no, I said the only, and I said that be the first time that I think the only thing, and I think that's the misconception of why it is that sometimes that can help the person who got cheated on heal because you came and told them if y'all trying to work it out and that person here, they can right. Rationalize your feel, you telling them by saying like,
if
well,
I
they
never tell you we is never broken. So what are you talking about?
If they, but the point, if for them to know you, clearly they found out. Cause we talking about people that they know you cheated. We not, if nobody knows you cheated, it's nothing to talk about at all. So we not discussing that. We talking about whether you cheating and telling or cheating and is found out. Cause clearly the person found out if they addressing you for cheating and not telling them.
Right.
So they found out. So that's the type of cheating we talking about. So if, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only thing that it could do for the person. They could rationalize in their brain, like, well, you told me, so you probably really didn't. I mean, I hang with my hair a lot. Like, you know, the motherfucker said it, or
nah, I got
you know,
you.
They told me, so they feel like, yeah, because you said something about it, you know, you really did feel bad, or you really had remorse for it.
Right.
But it's making form to work past
that shit.
But it do not make the act of cheating no different. The person still won't hurt. It's still won't, y'all still got the same steps to get over the shit. You just, you know, by admitting your shit, you help the step. You feel me? Instead of it being like them finding out and then that whole blow up and all that, it's a different, you know, it's a different step there. But outside of that, no, it don't do that. It doesn't make you're not a better cheater for that.
I mean, the better cheater is the one that don't get caught, so.
Right, I know, but that's not
true. I understand. Yeah. I understand that, kid. I understand it. I understand. I'm trying to move
I'm
it
not
along.
I'm not saying who the better cheater is. I don't care who the better cheater is. I just want to know, is one more cause more collateral damage than the other? Mm-mm. That's all I wanted to know.
Nah.
And we said no.
Nah, that's the, it's the same, like, it's, I mean, the
if
only
anything,
thing, like, once
I mean, because like Kia said, though, like,
mm-hmm.
It probably do be better if the person do tell you, because now you could probably cope with the shit, and, you know, the healing process can start from there and shit.
Yeah, but, like, but if you, but this is my only thing. Every time I talk, you cough. This is my only thing. If I am getting cheated on, right? I'd rather not know.
Yeah, but
I don't hope. Stop. I'm trying to move us along. I'm not trying to stay on the same thing all night. I'd rather not know. You feel me? And the reason why I'd rather not know is because what I don't know can't hurt me. So if you are cheating, be good at it. That's the only fucking thing I ask. Don't be a stupid bitch and get caught. You feel me? Don't let me catch you in your phone. Don't let a nigga call my shit telling me shit. Don't let me find no evidence of it. Keep that shit where the fuck it's at. Don't let me know. Because I can think you cheating all the fuck I want to, but knowing is a whole fucking different ball game. You see what I'm saying? And so, damn. What the hell? All right. But, like that's my only thing. Like, I don't care.
So now it goes based off who the person is.
You said what?
So now it goes based off who the person is and all that. Because you rather not know. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right? You rather not know. All right. But somebody rather do know and shit, though. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. This is a whole bunch.
No, keeping it real. No. Hold on. That's a misconception. Nobody rather do know.
How you know that?
Nothing, because people say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if they never found out, their life will continue with nothing. Who wants to go through grieving and...
Some bitches want to know, just know that you're faithful and know that you're not cheating. That's what drives females.
Yeah, but no... Okay, so they would never know... You would still be looking faithful if they don't know that you cheated. My point is, nobody... Right, like, we talking about cheating, so the person is not faithful here. We talking about unfaithful people. Mm-hmm. So, my thing is, that conception that some people will rather know, that ain't... They only say that when you caught. If you cheat one time and that person never found out, they would not rather know. Them knowing puts a whole damp in their relationship. Nobody wants to go through that. It's just that it's one of them things where I guess if it's a bet and they want to leave, you know what I mean? It's something like that. But I don't know. Like, for the most part, people really don't. You don't want to know that somebody doing something that's going to make
you never know. Like, I feel like, because I actually been in this conundrum before, and they would rather know. Like, that they would rather know and, like, forgive me for it than to have me just lying to them for the rest of the fucking life. I would rather you just lie to me for the rest of my fucking life. That's me. So I think it's like what Blue said. It really do depend on who the person is.
I ain't even gonna lie. I think if
Yeah, but you just might be that type of person that just don't want to know.
No, I'm just saying. Like I'm. Yeah, I would if I as a woman. If I was a man, I wouldn't trust a rather no bitch.
Oh, explain. Do tell. No, we got time. Do tell. Enlighten us, please.
I'd rather know, as woman, know that I'd rather know you're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely cheating back.
Oh, okay.
They want
to
know.
So when she's going through your phone and all that shit and trying to catch and see what you're doing, she doing the same shit? She cheating then?
No, yeah,
like,
no, I mean, that's hold on.
Not both of y'all can't talk. Say what you say, Billy.
I said because there's no way that you don't want to know, because in some way, shape, fashion, or form, you feel me, you're going to go through a phone, you're going to hear words, you feel me?
But I get what you're saying, Billy.
And even if it's like a word of mouth, like your homegirl and shit, you feel me? You gonna wanna know more once you get the key cack in the cack. Same thing with the niggas and shit, you feel me? You see some shit, you wanna go investigate that shit. Like, you gonna wanna know. Like, it's no way you not gonna wanna know. You feel what I'm saying? The kick is, are you gonna be that one that's gonna stay, or you gonna be that one that's gonna go? You feel what I'm saying?
Right, that's right. What I was about. All right,
hold on, Blue. Go ahead, Kia. Say what you about to say.
That's what I was just about to say, Blue. Like, all right. So I think it's two people. Let me say that. It's two types of wanna knows. People that wanna know and they find concrete evidence of you doing something, they're either gonna, I believe you're gonna either, what do you wanna know for? You wanna leave or you wanna cheat back? Because if you wanna know just for you to stay,
they might wanna know so they could forgive you.
This is a real thing.
Some people just might not want their relationship based on a fucking lie. That's what people say. It's like, oh, you lying to me, and our relationship is basically based off a lie because you hiding truths and shit from me.
Is this person? You feel me? So, all right.
I'm the type of person where I think it comes down to who the person is. You feel me?
I agree.
Like, it's like I don't want to know. Like, if you cheat on me, don't tell me, and be smart enough not to get fucking caught. That's the problem with most of my bitches. Like, they thought they were slick as shit, but I am slicker than all you bitches, and now I'm mad because I'm smarter than you, bitch. And now I'm looking at you different because I'm smarter than you. It's only been two females on this earth I am not smarter than. One is sitting right here. You feel me? And you're here for me. Like, I don't, like, you're too slick. You feel me? I like that. I can't do a dumb bitch. You feel me? I need to know, like, if my bitch go out here and do some shit that's foul, can she live up to my standards? Can you lie good, not get caught, you feel me, and keep my house the way the fuck my house is? Can you do that? Because if you can do that, then we fine.
I'm not a good liar. Anybody that know me know I am not a good liar.
It's a lot of noise.
Even you know that.
Nah, but it don't matter. Like, you can lie. You lie pretty good. You feel me? I know when you lying, but your lies are pretty good. I don't fucking care. You lie in a way where it's like, okay, whatever. I don't give a fuck. You feel me? Like, and you need that as a person in a relationship. It's some shit that you have to say, all right, fuck that shit. I'm not. Like, why is this nigga lying right now? Like, it doesn't even fucking matter. I'm not even about to let that fuck up what the fuck is going on. You got to look at what the fuck you got and see and weigh what's worth it. Like, right, the piecing, like, what's worth the piece? Yeah, like, what's worth the piece in your house?
Mm-hmm. What you lying about? What are you...
Like, why are you hiding this shit?
Or what you... Yeah, because people going to do, like, I don't know, just certain shit. Like, the woman, the old, you know, womanly tale of hiding the money and all that shit.
Hold on, babe. Hey, Blue.
Yeah.
You got a lot of shit in your background that need to go. Like, your TV is loud or something.
I'm about to sit on the front real quick.
All right. My fault. Because I can hear it. It was throwing me off.
I was trying to think of what was I about to say?
Something about the females. Just let us know y'all game so we can fuck y'all up.
Yeah, all right. No, I was just, I don't know. I forgot what the fuck, what you had just said. It threw me off. The TV shit, my bad. You can keep going.
You got to figure out how you're going to be talking to that microphone. Because the one time you peeking, then the other time you're not. And then the other time you is, and then one time you're not. So I'm going to need you to kind of like, yeah. I don't know. I got thrown off. All
right. Well, moving along.
Alright, so go ahead.
Yeah, we live. I'm back.
Alright, bet. Alright, so you catch that, Blee?
No, I ain't catch that last part because I was walking outside.
When you was walking outside, we got throwed off. So we throwed off. What's your next question? But
y'all
see
me all
day.
I'm so fucking high. Shit.
This nigga wilding.
Y'all ask me some damn questions. Shit.
What? I don't got no questions to ask, nigga. I'm the answer.
Right. I got one. So we got that out the way. is on the same level.
Right, so you and your bitch is on the same level. Both of y'all did wrong.
All right. So
make sure you let her know
y'all
that.
Do y'all think that a relationship could come back from cheating?
I do. I don't believe that, and contrary to popular belief of my own boundaries, I don't believe cheating is a deal breaker. And I believe people can come back from cheating, and I believe the relationship can be the same and or stronger. Like, I'm not one of them people that think that once a person cheat, and the relationship is just devastated for good. Now, for some people, yes, because I know there's people listening like, wait a minute, bitch, because hell no. For some people, yes, people are get devastated enough from cheating to for it all to end. But I feel like cheating is not one of them. It's something you definitely can work through and rebuild trust and all that stuff and come out, you know, the same or stronger. I've seen people come out with better relationships because after the cheating, when they actually tried to mend their relationship, it mended their shit. Like, the actual, them getting through the cheating actually helped them.
You told this story on the
podcast,
right?
I think so, yeah. It helped them get through their cheating their issues in their relationship, and they came out stronger. So that's why I don't believe in that. I don't give into the narrative that it can't be fixed. I believe it, but depends on the people and what they willing to work through.
Yeah. I mean, she right. A relationship can definitely come back from cheating. What I'm gonna say is most relationships won't come back from cheating, and that's just because of the fucking person you got, man.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want it. And plus, because what I think a false misconception, so if you out there and you want to mend your relationship, please don't do this. Don't think you can just say fuck it and or think that you as the cheater can just expect the person to say, yeah, I forgive you, we gonna step back in the same path like ain't nothing happened. That's not how people need to be realistic about how people work and how forgiveness work. Like, that's not.
Yeah, I mean, everything, time and space work out everything. Whether it tears it apart or whether it pull it together, it works out everything in this whole universe. So if, like, you gotta give a person time to, you know, be to get themselves together and to think about what they want to do, and you got to give them the space to do it too. And I think that's the reason why a lot of relationships don't work, because you got to give the motherfuckers time. And a lot of things with a lot of people, especially in, like, in circumstances that I was in, like even if a female fuck up or if you fuck up, she wanna be with you, she don't wanna give you time and space. And she don't even want to give herself time and space, because she feel like that's just more opportunity for you to walk the fuck away if she want to be with you. You feel me? But that's not helpful. I got to work that shit out the right way. And the first thing is to back up from a motherfucker and be like, all right, well, something definitely wasn't right here. So let's back up, give each other time and space and figure out what it is. What you say, Blue?
I said, so should a tit for tat be acceptable?
I'm all for the tit for tat. I'm all for it. Like, you cheat on me, you getting cheated on back. That's just that. I'm sorry. Like, especially if I catch you, I'm dragging nuts. I'm fireballs. Dragon Ball Z nuts, nigga. You feel me? That's how hard I'm dragging. I'm gonna grant somebody 3 wishes out this bitch. You feel me? Like, that's just me.
Goku ain't got shit on me.
Well, realistically, I'm gonna keep it real. If you want, when people tit, it's never tit for tat. The person who tit, you tat, they're going to tit back. So even though they came, it's just going to be a never-ending cycle. So people that do tit-for-tat shit, just understand that.
Not necessarily.
90% of the time, that's the truth. People
can play the drums if you
want to
play the drums, but we don't have to play the drums.
Most people don't stop.
We can just be like, well, I mean.
Because you're a tit-for-tat person, so they're going to feel like.
Well, if it's a tit-for-tat, right, then the person that tit it just stops. If you stop, I'm gonna get my tat in.
Don't.
But that's not on a titter. It's on a tatter.
No, that's on the titter. The fuck is you talking about? You tit is first. So if you
It's not on the tatter, it's on the titter. Either way, you know what I mean. It's on the person that hit first. It's on you. You did something. You fucked your shit up. Now man up or woman up. Accept your consequences for whatever the fuck you fucking did. If you want your relationship to work out, go to work to make sure it worked. You go and get something. You gonna get some backlash from it. And it don't necessarily have to be cheating, but take what the fuck you get back from it. You feel me? And just take that. Take it. You just gotta take it. But a lot, it's a problem with a lot of people.
Yeah, most people cannot do that. Most people do not do that.
Right, and that's how you get caught up in endless fucking cycles with motherfuckers just making excuses for why the shit going round and round. Like, no. You feel me? Just, my nigga, just figure your shit out. You feel me? Take whatever the fuck comes at you. You feel me? And just let it go. Let it go. That's how you gotta be. Like, if you're not like that. Nah, come on. Yeah, copyright. Copyright, man. Copyright, man. We can't do that. We can't do that. We can't sing on here. We try and get some money out this bitch. But yeah, I heard you say you had a good question, Blee. What is it?
That was a good question.
Oh, that was the acceptable. Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely acceptable. I accept it. Like if I tip you, you can tap me back. You feel me? But you know, I ain't tripping. But like mostly, like when you tap, I probably won't fucking know. You feel me?
Right.
I'm gonna just assume. All right, she got her tap back. You feel me? And I'm gonna just chill. Like I'm chilling. Like that's what you gotta do. You gotta man up. Take your shit when you fuck up, man. That's anybody. That's how. Like take your shit. But like you, and then
that's true.
Yeah, like a lot of you can't make it, and this I want to say this. You can't make it worse. Like when you wrong, you wrong. Just be wrong, and try as hard as you can, not to make it worse. But the problem is, a lot of people make stuff bad, and then instead of not trying to make that shit better or worse. They get something done to them, and then they want to get in their feelings like, well, you did this, and now they want to play the forever you did, and you did, and you did, and you did, and I did, and I did, and you did, and you did, and that shit trash. That shit is what ruins relationships. Take that part out. If you fuck up, you fuck up. If your person gonna take you back, understand that they might fuck up on purpose. And. Hey, like it's the game. Like that's what I be trying to tell people. They always want to say, well, I'm not playing. That's the problem. You playing. It's a game out here. Life is a game. And when you living, you playing. And when you do things, you better understand that you hopped in a fucking game. From every action you take, you hop in a certain type of game. When you hop in a relationship, you hop in a relationship game. There are certain rules you have to follow for the relationship game. You break those rules, there are consequences. And you just gotta know that shit.
Right. That's a fact, Jack. All right, bet. So let's touch up on this whole threesome and who gotta initiate what and all that shit, you feel me? Alright. I'ma say I disagree with what Zante was saying about the females gotta initiate that shit. I just feel as though if that's something both parties are into, or even if one party into it, whoever want to bring it to the table, just bring it to the table. I mean, that's what relationships supposed to be about any motherfucking way, bringing shit to the table and being honest with each other. So if I want to fucking love a bitch and I come and tell my girl, like, yeah, bibbity boom, you feel me? I don't think she should take it as a sign of disrespect. Or nothing like that, you feel what I'm saying? She should just have an open mind to the question. Not an open mind doing it, but just to the question, like, all right, I'm going to think about it. Or don't even think about it, but just don't get mad that I asked you the question. See, that be the problem with females sometimes, too. They get mad because we ask the question, you feel what I'm saying? But if we don't ask, then we'll never know, you feel what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. Right.
Now, Blue, this is that thing, what you're saying is what goes to my sin. Like, this is what I was telling them. Like, hey, you gotta be the reason, you gotta initiate it, because the way some of y'all out here act, the way a lot of women act out here, their man is gonna be scared to bring that shit to him. Because soon as you bring it up to him, it's, oh my goodness, what the fuck you mean? I want a threesome. What, I ain't enough for you? What is this? Like, nah, babe, I'm not saying it, but this is what I want. And we are trained in our brain to understand the negative feedback we get when we ask women certain questions. It's embedded in our brains. So why the fuck would we put ourselves in a position to get scolded by the woman that we want to fuck with? No, that's why I'm telling them, hey, you gotta be that type of person. You gotta be that type of person that your man can bring shit to and feel like he can just say it without you getting angry. You gotta be that person. Like, you gotta give him a reason to see, like, hey, babe, I can talk to my girl about anything, and this is fine. I can talk to my girl about this. I can bring up anything. I can ask any question. You feel me? And it's okay. So when I'm thinking like, damn, babe, I think I want to hit another bitch, even though I love you and I would never cheat on you, I can tell you that because you've opened the door for me to come in and say these things to you. Like, yo, I want to fuck her. You feel me? She got to open that door for you to be that comfortable to tell her that. And it's all about the person that she is. And that's why I was saying they have to be the reason.
Here. I agree.
Okay. Well, you should have said that was the day then.
I said it's crazy. It's crazy because I did say that. I did say that. That's what I was saying. It's just, you know, when you're in the midst of conversation, things get lost in translation and shit. I just ain't nail it the way I just nailed it right there. But I'm glad you asked that question because I did want to clear that one up.
Right. I had to because it was on my heart.
Yeah. Hey, yo, how come every time I laugh, this shit go boom?
Nah, but I just think, like, no real shit, though, in any aspect of any relationship, like, I just think everybody be so built up on loyalty and honesty and all that other shit that they forget. In order to have both of them, you feel me? A motherfucker gotta have an open mind, period. Like, you gotta have an open mind, alright? Because it goes for the cheating, it goes for the faithful, it goes for the threesomes, freak nasty niggas, freak nasty bitches, all that shit, you feel me? This goes for all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you got an open mind, it ain't nothing that can fuck the relationship up. Alright.
God. And that's a fact.
A motherfucker cheated. You got an open mind, like, all right, boom. All right, he cheated. She cheated. Can I forgive him or her? I can forgive him. We can move on. Facts. And we can build from there.
Or even having an open mind and knowing yourself enough to be like, yeah, you cheated on me. I can't sit around and like, I'll just allow you to do that. Like me. And I don't know if it's my sign or just who I am, but revenge is not the Lord's, it's mine. You do something to me, I have to do something to you. I'm not putting that shit in God's hands. I'm not praying about it. So if you my girl and you get caught cheating on me, understand. I'm gonna tell you, like, look, it's coming back around. Like, I'm gonna get mine back. You feel me? And I know that much about myself because I'm open to myself and who I am, and I'm open to being honest with you about the situation. And with that information, you can choose to stay or leave. You see what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's how that's how that can work out.
Facts.
Right. And then, like, you feel what I'm saying? Even with that, though, still with the open mind, like, that's the first, that's your partner knowing you too at the same time, though. Like, that's the open mind of your partner knowing you and shit.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Like, 100%. All right, I know this motherfucker. He ain't the type to handle what the fuck I did. She ain't the type to handle what I did. But I know they ain't going nowhere anyway. You feel me? So now I just got to take whatever what the fuck they about to do. Like, you feel me? Like, you
can't. Facts.
Deep down inside, like, if you got an open mind of knowing your partner, you feel me? I'm going to. That's the word for the night. open mind. You feel me?
Oh, no, that's what, listen, and it's crazy you say that, because going into next week, we're going to start breaking down the barriers. Like, the first three was just warm-ups. We got it together. We getting it together. We're going to start breaking down some barriers and teaching some real lessons and teaching people how to really open their mind up to certain things and show them where they go wrong at, show them where they right at, you feel me? Show them where they might misunderstand something for something else, and we're going to teach them, you know, how to completely open up and, you know, make the best out of their sexual relationships and their relationship spirit if we can.
Right.
So, yeah, we getting it together.
You feel me? Like, but like I was saying, though, it's just like to the point where, though, you got an open mind and knowing your partner, like, all right, I know him or her ain't gonna be able to handle what I did. I know what's coming behind and shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's the open mind. You feel what I'm saying? Now, the whole thing is both of y'all gonna come and bring that shit. Both of y'all gonna have an open mind to bring the, all right, I did this, I did that. Both of y'all, not just me, not just her, but both of y'all. You feel what I'm saying? All right, facts. I cheated on you. You cheated on me. Fuck that. This ain't what we ain't doing no more and shit. Right. That's the open mind and shit. Instead of having a closed mind and being childish, because niggas is grown now. Like,
yeah, nah, I call that
2021.
Hold on, before you go on with your thought, I call that the stop.
Like all that shit, motherfuckers be saying they ain't forgiving, they ain't staying around for this bullshit. Motherfuckers are staying around for that shit because of the motherfucker that they dealing with. Some motherfuckers just don't want to get to know a new motherfucker. They want to stick to what the fuck they know. You feel what I'm saying? So you got to have an open mind of that part too. You feel what I'm saying? Now you got to bring that shit to the table, like I said. Now, either we going to get, or we going to move on and build, or we just going to dip. You feel what I'm saying? Because we not going to keep doing this back and forth shit like you cheat, I cheat, I cheat, you cheat. No, we not about to keep doing that shit. You feel what I'm saying? And then we still about to be laying up under the same roof and shit now, bitch. I'm looking at you sitting with one eye open. Bitch, you probably doing the same thing and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because ain't no telling what the fuck I'm. I might snap. You feel what I'm saying?
Preach,
like,
my God.
Shit. Like, you might snap. You feel me? Like you said, that shit, that's some toxic shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not into the toxic shit anymore. It's 2021. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't really with the tit for tech shit, but I got an open mind and understanding shit happens. Shit happens. You feel me? Point blank period. Shit happens. You feel me? But you gotta understand that shit gonna happen when shit happens when you do it. You feel what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it ain't gotta be a breakup thing. It ain't gotta be the relationship gone and shit because motherfuckers cheated. Nah, motherfuckers did it. It's been done. All right, now we moving past that shit. You feel me? Because I can move. I swear to God, I can move on past that shit and act like the shit never happened, unless you acting like the shit still happening and shit. You feel me? You on some iffy and goofy shit.
Facts.
You feel me?
Like, you still, like,
because I'm going off your
like,
vibe.
Like, I cheated for an hour, and then this shit is a whole year in, and we still, you talking about you want to be here, but you angry and you mad. Like, it ain't going to work like that.
Yeah, about some shit that happened a year ago.
Yeah, it ain't going to work like that.
Like either you going to let that shit go, or we gonna let this shit go. You feel
right,
me?
But that's, but that's cool. That's a big. But I like hold that you said that list, Paul.
Hold on, Blue. Hold on, Blue.
Back and forth.
Go ahead, kid. Hold on, Blue. Go ahead, kid. Say what you about to say.
No, I think people should start taking their stop being mad at people and take your own power on some shit. So yeah, you could choose that be your tit for tat type situation. Or you could just leave a motherfucker, because people do like to tell people how to deal with their hurt because they don't want to have to deal with. People always like to say they could deal with their consequences. They can deal with the consequences they want to deal with. And that's okay. Right. If it's getting to the point where if a person doing something and you can't handle that shit, you can leave too. Yeah. Like, you ain't in no, and people like to stay and complain and all that shit, but a motherfucker is reacting how they react, and then a lot of times those type of people that's still getting fussed at and you still is still being brought up is because more than likely, even if you're not cheating, shit ain't never changed. Like, ain't nothing ever get fixed for real. And people like to think because they said something or because it was addressed that the issue is fixed. People sweep shit under the rug all the time and expect it to go away, and that's not how shit. Bitch, I'm still walking on the lump.
Right.
So it's the same like kind of thing. So that's why I was like, I don't know. I think it got, it's one of those things where it's like, yo, you got to figure out what you can handle too, as far as dealing with your consequences. Cause this ain't jail. Can't nobody force you to deal with your consequences here. You can walk away from these ones. Right. So I think that's one of them things where you can't be mad at a bitch that's still screaming at you years later about some
hell,
shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can get the fuck on. Shit, like, right.
Oh, bitch. Oh, listen. This is how it's going to go. If this don't stop right now, I'm out. That's your power. Like, you understand you got to take some responsibility for what you did. And it might be some backlash and some punishment for what you did. And cheating, that's a big one. So that backlash might be whatever. You got to take that. But if y'all are 2 years in after that, or y'all a year in after that, and a motherfucker just keep on and keep on, keep
going
on,
back to the goddamn.
Yeah, like, it's look, Shorty, this ain't gonna work. Like, it's not gonna work. So you have to go at that point. But if you, and it's crazy to say this, because I know people hate when you do it to them, but you gotta give a motherfucker an ultimatum at some point. When people acting like, if you have a nigga,
that's the whole point. But that's the whole point of bringing shit to the table, though. You feel what I'm saying? That's the whole point of having an open mind to bringing shit to the table. You feel what I'm saying?
That's because a lot of people like to give ultimatums and they don't like to get them.
You cheated, I cheated. Now this where the ultimatum come in at. Now we not doing this shit no more. Now you got a choice. Now you want to keep doing it, or you want to stop and you want to have this relationship. That's right. The ultimatum. It ain't no other ultimatums and shit. Like, that's just it. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's been brought to now. Because the shit been brought to the table. You feel me?
Right.
Once it's brought to the table, it's dead. It's stuck. You feel me? It ain't nothing you can do. It been brought to the table. That shit is motherfucking signed and sealed. You feel me? Solidified.
Oh God.
Curry.
Hey, Blue, we almost at an hour. We got about like 15 minutes left. I'm gonna use this little bit of time to let us get our last words out. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for the conversation. It was actually a good one.
Alrighty, y'all know I love y'all. Y'all stay up.
Love you too, my nigga.
Love you too, Blue.
Y'all make sure y'all go cop that. You feel me?
Curry, he better.
Oh God, we out here.
Wait, but what's your name on all platforms? One more time.
Tonight too on Apple Music right now. Y'all make sure y'all go download that shit. You hear me?
Women, what's your name on all platforms? Tell them.
Blee, what's your name on all your platforms, bro?
GG Stacks on all platforms. G E G E S T A C C S.
All right, bro. All right. Thank you for calling in. We about to wrap this and wind this down, my nigga. I appreciate you. All
right, my nigga. Love y'all. Y'all be up.
You are ready.
All right, baby. We is about to be done with this. Anything you want to add on to what he was saying, and or rebuke or whatever?
No, not really. I just think people should understand themselves and be realistic about people and what they can and cannot deal with, and what they willing and not willing to accept as far as cheating and boundaries. Mm-hmm. You gotta have a boundary, and you can't let the world set your boundaries for you. You will never be happy like that. Mm-hmm. So you gotta make sure you setting your boundaries for yourself, because that's what matters. Nobody else is. Everybody is walking a different life and liking different shit and doing different things. So set your boundaries in your relationship and your situations, and then you move that way, not based off of what the world is saying is wrong and what the world is saying is right and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's you and your household and what y'all got going on, which works for y'all. Ain't gonna work for the next. All these is tailor-made situations. Always remember that. So you can take what's the word I'm looking for? I guess advice, or, you know, get understanding from people. Yeah.
Get some consultation. We all need it. It's fine.
But that's to, like I say, I'm famous for saying, yo, call me so I can bounce some ideas off of you.
Yeah.
And it even if it's not like, if it's not relationship, yeah, like sometimes I want to just throw some shit out there, like, yo, and then because you might say something that I ain't think about, or you might put something in perspective another way, or you might put something in a way that make me think, oh yeah, you know what, this shit ain't even, fuck it. And it might be the whole opposite of what you said, but just based off of what your what you said made me realize, like,
so
I think, you know,
everything in the world is a tool, but use your own mind.
Yeah,
that's what you have.
It's a hammer. They made us a hammer, right? That motherfucker. Some people use that bitch to kill people. Some people use that bitch to knock nails in the walls. You just, it's really, tools is for you to use whatever you want. And we got a million of them. People, books, stories, life, everything. So I think, you know, set your boundaries and walk with them. Stand on them. I know who I am.
All right, that's it. You're good. All right, well, in my wrap up to this one, I just want to, it's kind of like the same thing you just said, but be true to yourself. Don't stay in situations where you know you can't, you've never been the type of person that could forgive somebody for cheating. You've never been the type of person who could let things go. So don't act like a person that's like that. Be fair to yourself. Be fair to the person you're in a relationship with, no matter how much you love them. Because if you're not, then you'll end up punishing that person and yourself.
I agree.
And your house. So it might not just be y'all in your house. It might be kids or whatever, dogs or cats, whatever y'all got in your house. That's y'all sanctuary. And that's where peace should be for both of y'all when y'all come home at the end of the day. You feel me? And things can break the peace. You can do things to break the peace in your house. Cheating is one of them. And after that, if y'all decide to keep the house, y'all have to work back together to keep the peace in the house, and not in a fake way where it's like, well, we're not just going to yell in front of the kids, or we're just going to sleep quietly in the room back to back. Like, no, like, really, like, do it because you want to, do it because you mean it. And if it's not coming from a place where you really want to do something, you're never going to get it done. It's not going to get done. It's not going to work out for you, because it's like you're not even really trying. And so know if you want to try, because if you know that you want to try, then you'll know that you can put your all into trying, and if it doesn't work out, that you gave your all. But if you know you don't want to try, then just don't, and save yourself a lot of time, trouble, and tears, bro.
Facts. I agree.
All right, well, we still got like 8 minutes. Well, 7 minutes. I didn't know the wrap up was going to be that fast.
Oh, well, because I didn't know. When you said it, I took it like you were saying, like, you know, rap. But I will elaborate on something you said as far as the mm-hmm. household, mm-hmm. because I was thinking it when you were saying it. Mm-hmm. I agree with the household shit strongly. I think that your household is a peace thing. And I believe that you do not do your kids a justice or whatever kind of bullshit y'all think y'all doing when y'all say we gonna make this shit fit for the kids. It ain't fitting for the kids. Them kids shit ain't doing shit for them in no beneficiary way, because all y'all probably doing is providing for them together. You're more than likely, if you're living with somebody you don't fucking like, it's going to start showing, and things show at home before it show outside. So it's going to come off like y'all don't like each other. It's going to come off, it's going to come off awkward, and you're not going to be the only ones feeling it, whether y'all think it or not. Stop doing shit for the kids or your mama and all that bullshit.
Yeah, and I don't think that's please, a please, 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 please don't do it for social media. Oh no.
Who the fuck is doing that?
Hey, yo.
Y'all better not be staying with nobody for social media.
Hell yeah. I think that's just like the word. We got accused of that. Remember?
What?
Motherfuckers were saying we together because we can't let go because of our social media. Like, it was because, yeah. I seen it. I seen it. I heard it. you know, I got my ears.
And I can't believe it was said, but fuck them.
I keep my ears and eyes to the street sometimes, but yeah, somebody was saying because, you know, we were staying together for other things besides the fact that we wanted to be
social
together.
Media ain't paying us
nothing.
We are not a YouTube couple, my nigga. We don't have a YouTube. Nothing. We ain't made a dollar off of social media yet. Nothing. Social media is the last reason I'm staying with the nigga. Y'all could have said listen, I was here for listen, the dick y'all first.
Wanna
God
know,
damn.
Y'all want to know what we will do for social media? We gonna reenact our team Ike and Tina roles. And y'all gonna see me beat the shit out my wife for social
crying.
Media.
Crying. The devil is alive. Y'all think don't take the shit out of me.
Y'all gonna see me beat the shit out my wife for social media.
Fly down this bitch what? When she listens to the song.
Listen, hey, Big Peach, I'm playing, baby.
Big Peaches. I'm glad I'm you playing, knew what to call baby. It, too. Big Peaches. That's no respect on his baby. Hands.
All right, well, we gonna get out here a little bit early. We're a little bit. We ain't got no more time. You got anything else to say? Anything you want to let these people yes. know? Go ahead.
Follow us in your mouth, God. Say no. Follow our social medias. All social medias. Zonia, Freak House, Z-O-N.
Yeah, get us to 100. We want 100. We want 100 followers on Instagram. That's small. That's what we want right now.
Z-O-N. Uh-huh. Shut up. Z-O-N-I-A, Freak House, on literally all social medias. We actually have all social medias. We have we have the big three, I should say. So I have not really started using the Twitter yet, but we have a Twitter, IG, Facebook, follow our Instagram. And go check out our other videos. We on all major platforms except Tidal.
Oh, I can use this time to do some freak news. No. Oh, I always want to do some freaky news.
No.
Hey, because it's some big freaky news out here.
What?
It's news in the sex world, in the sex industry. There's news out here, and I found some.
Okay.
So,
do your freaky news segment.
This is a big one. You feel me?
Okay, before y'all do that, follow us on all platforms.
All platforms.
We are Zonia Freak House on everything. Zonia Freak House. And website coming soon, 1021.
Freak House.
And go stream all that old shit. We want everything but title and SoundCloud.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Now, news segment.
Yeah. All right, so there was a misconception with OnlyFans, and I seen this, and I don't know if y'all seen this, but there was they were saying OnlyFans was not going to do any nudes or anymore or anything like that. I don't know how true this is or not, but I seen it on one of, you know, these freak hoe pages. So I'm going to take it as legit because she's a super freak, super freak. She's super freak.
It's so, not me.
No, it's not you. Okay, so they're not taking nudes off of OnlyFans. Yeah, so I heard that they're not taking off nudes from OnlyFans. What they're doing is they're creating an app for, but it can't have explicit stuff on the app. But if you use it on the regular web page, like online, you'll still be able to.
I believe that's true. Shit. I read something that said that too. Yeah, all on right. Twitter, this girl that I followed that got a little OnlyFans in her comments, they was having a little thread about it and shit. Mm-hmm. And somebody had said the same thing, that it's only on the app. It's the OnlyFans is getting an app. And on the app, you cannot put explicit content. But people can still... I said that. People... Fuck you.
Go ahead.
But people... can still go to it on the actual web browser and you'll be able to see whatever like explicit content they have. And I also, in defense of sex workers, because I think y'all got them fucked up. And no, I'm not a sex worker, but I fucks with them. I love the community.
I love you.
Them my people. You feel me?
Yes.
I'm not one of them people ashamed to say I'm subscribed to OnlyFans and stuff like that. That's my thing. But
please keep popping.
I will say that y'all have this misconception because I seen a lot of posts that was like, "Oh, OnlyFans leaving."
You got one.
They what y'all going to do? $40 bullshit, right? That is false. these people that just made a OnlyFans for no reason. Like, because it was popular or whatever. Yeah, they might be confused because they wasn't never real sex workers from the beginning. Facts. But people that's in sex work, my sex work ladies, that ain't new to this, they true to this, bitch, they was already on to the next platform getting money off of it anyway. Let's start there. They already had a whole separate platform that they linked their videos to that they're already getting money off of anyway. That's one. And number two, sex work don't die, bitch. It just moved to the next one. They went from street, you go from street corners to porn houses to different type of this big broad industry of sex work, from brothels, which was in the medieval days. Sex work don't die, so stop thinking that because some.
Nah, it's the oldest profession in the world. It's gonna be here before we die.
Some shit is going to die. It's going to fade away. Fads fade. Sex work is not one of them. Stop playing with them. Point blank, period.
All right, y'all. So we out of here. Thank y'all for listening. Don't remember, we will be going live in a group on Tuesday night in between 10 and 11. And we will be uploading the podcast Wednesday morning. Everybody can listen, share our shit, get us to 100 Instagram followers.
Share,
we want
to
be organic. We don't want no bot shit. So we coming to y'all. We asking y'all to share us. Tell people y'all listen to us and listen to us. Thank you.